Welcome to our journey of exploration and devotion. My name is Susan Hanafy. I'm a member of the Boca Grande United Methodist Church, which is led by Pastor Matthew Williams. I'm especially grateful to be sharing my devotional with you. Today, I'm asking you to look beyond the Christian traditions we've established over the centuries to what our Father really wants us to do, to celebrate the gift of His Son and the promise of redemption He offers to all of us. Would our Father deny the promise of eternal life to a believer because of his or her skin color, or because of that person's gender or sexual orientation? Would He turn away the believer because of his or her age or country of origin? In our hearts, we know the answer. Because God has made all of us in His own image and instructed us to love thy neighbor as thyself. There is no other commandment greater than this. So why do we sometimes find that this is so difficult to understand and follow? I believe the answer lies in Ephesians 2, verses 11 to 22. There we are reminded that God does not look upon one group with more favor than another. We are all His children, and when we accept His mercy and grace through His Son, Jesus Christ, we all become part of the same spiritual family. Let us pray. Because we are one in your love, Father, we are asking that you help us abstain from prejudice in any form and against any person or people. We commit to permanently fast from judging others based on the color of their skin, their gender or their age, their sexual orientation, their political belief, their country of origin. Father, we ask your help in keeping our words from being used to hurt, disparage, or judge others. Let us never forget that we are all your children and that all are welcome in your church and your kingdom. And especially we need to remember that acceptance and love begins within each of our hearts. Amen. To those of you watching this devotional series, I thank you for joining me today as we seek to promote the message of loving and embracing all of God's people. Have a blessed day.